here on our newsmaker line from Farah and Farah. I always want to pronounce that right. Eddie Farah here on our newsmaker line. How are you this morning?
Good to be here, Dean.
Hey,
good
I love it. Anywhere. I'm with hey, you. But good yeah.
To, good to be anywhere these days.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one out there. Yeah. Hey, workplace safety. We've got a big story we're going to be doing soon. I know we're going to be interviewing with you guys for FloridaDaily.com, but everything is changing with COVID-19, and employers and employees are trying to figure out what this new normal is going to look like. One concern some say with workplace safety is what happens if an employee gets COVID? Where is this going here, Eddie?
Well, I mean, you got to prove the infection was contracted at work. I mean, that's the first thing. I mean, that could be difficult because you can get the infection from anywhere. But the other issue is that a lot of we've been getting calls at the office. Some people are calling into work saying, we don't feel safe coming to work. We don't know. We just don't feel right coming to work. Well, remember, Florida is an at-will state. So if you don't go to work because you're afraid of contracting COVID, you can get fired, and there's nothing you can do about it. Unless there's some violation of Title VII of the Civil Rights Act, like you're being fired because of race or religion or, you know, something like that, yeah, you can do it. But generally, if you say you don't want to go to work or you're afraid to go to work, if your employer fires you for that, nothing you can do about it.
Eddie, some of the elected officials, as you know, in Tallahassee, you deal with these guys. They proposed blanket liability protection that would block employees from filing liability claims against like one of their employers if they contract COVID-19 while on the job. However, some may argue that employers should be responsible for the worker safety. What's your take on this?
Yeah, I mean, they are. I mean, as long as they follow, you know, most employers do the right thing. I mean, we at our office, we're trying to comply with all the COVID requirements, distancing, this, masks. I mean, most people are doing the right thing. I don't understand. The people that can least afford the repercussions of getting sick are the ones who are being cut out of the legal system. That's what I don't get. This is big business, big insurance companies going to the legislature trying to get a free ride. They talk about a free ride. I know people talk about free rides and handouts and entitlements. Big business is looking for a huge free ride, and that's what this is all about. And I think Alabama has already passed something that's giving these people, these employers and these businesses protection. But it goes against everything that, you know, the Constitution stands for, that somebody, because they have power, can do something to you without due process of law. And that's what this is all about right now.
From Farah and Farah, Eddie Farah, here on our Newsmaker Line. The CFO, the Chief Financial Officer, Jimmy Patronis, has been on our show many times. He has come out highlighting that, quote, we can't afford a second epidemic of frivolous lawsuits underneath COVID. Have you seen an increase in litigation and claims? Where do you see this happening in the future?
Not really. Follow the money there, Ed. I mean, follow the money. I mean, what do you mean frivolous? You know, people talk about frivolous lawsuits. I always hear about frivolous lawsuits. Anybody who's been through a lawsuit can explain to you how difficult it is to pursue a claim. Frivolous lawsuits are very, very rare. This way the system is set up, the loser pays is what it is now. If you're in a frivolous lawsuit, you can be fined, you can be sanctioned, you can be made to pay the other side's attorney's fees. And lawyers don't want to handle frivolous lawsuits. I mean, they've got better things to do. They're expensive, they take time, and there's no result, there's no benefit at the end of it. So this argument of frivolous lawsuits just doesn't hold water anymore because there are too many laws on the books to prevent any type of frivolous lawsuit. They always throw that out, but believe me, they're not out there.
Talk to me, because you know Tallahassee, they're going to meet with the committee meetings coming up after the election sometime in November, and then, of course, they meet next March. They're all talking about this, that they want to have some sort of liability protection laws to be passed in next year's legislation session. What should employees expect, and how can they protect themselves if this type of legislation moves forward?
What do you mean, how the employees can protect themselves?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's nothing we can do. If the law is passed, the law is passed. It's just like right now. I mean, there's in a medical malpractice claim, there are certain caps on damages. Those laws were passed and pushed through by the insurance companies. There's nothing you can do about it. I mean, if you go to God forbid you're a victim of a medical mistake and you lost a leg, you're limited to a certain extent, okay? I mean, once the law is passed, there's nothing really you can do about it. Now, if you want to be proactive and write your legislator and talk to him about it, that's what you can do at this point. But once it's done, the die is cast, you're stuck with it.
Yeah, I wanted to follow up on that. Is it reasonable to believe, let's say that no one will test positive for COVID-19, is it possible even under the safest working conditions that they may not test positive?
Exactly. Well, see, it's to be held responsible. I mean, if the employer is doing everything that's reasonable, that's the standard of care.
All right.
I mean, you're not there. You can't ensure everybody's safety. The law doesn't require you to ensure everyone's safety at your place of business. You're required to take reasonable precautions. You follow the COVID requirements. You do the best you can. You probably are protected if you're an employer from a lawsuit in that situation. But again, if someone contracts it on the job, that's typically a workers' comp claim at this point. So if you go to work and you contract COVID and you can prove you got it at work, that's going to probably be treated like a workers' comp claim. And under workers' compensation in Florida, you cannot sue your employer only under very limited circumstances. So there's really not going to be a plethora of lawsuits coming from on-the-job COVID infections.
Eddie Farah, I got to ask you this question. For years as a reporter, I've always, the issue of tort reform sounds sexy, but my question is, have you ever seen your insurance costs go down? A lot of people brag about it. If it happens, it goes through. I know you do panels. Tell me, when this discussion comes up, do you just roll your eyes, shake your head? How do you address this issue when it comes up when you're speaking at a group?
Ed, let me tell you something. If you read what's going on with the auto insurance companies these days, they're making billions and billions of dollars. Less cars on the road, less accidents. They're not paying out anything compared to what they paid out before. What kind of rebate have you gotten on your auto insurance premium?
Yeah, I can recall that one, yeah.
Read, their profits have increased in the billions of dollars because of this COVID, and I have yet to see any rate reduction or rebate. Maybe some people have. I haven't gotten anything.
Yeah, I've never seen, I'm just telling you, as a journalist, I've never seen rate reductions ever happen because of tort reform.
Never.
All right.
I mean, it's just more profits for the insurance company. That's what it results in.
Well, this is going to be a big story. Yeah. Please keep us informed in the whole COVID situation and all of that. And come on anytime with us that you'd like.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Eddie Farah from Farah and Farah.